Just 5 young whoopers followed ultralight aircraft on the bird's first trip south. That may explain why this fall's ultralight-led migration may have been the fastest since the project to create a migrating flock of whoopers in the eastern U.S. began a dozen years ago. Joan Garland of the International Crane Foundation says it appears easier to guide a smaller number of birds.
Because generally they will all follow behind one ultralight on takeoff.
Garland also says the weather along the migration route has been milder this fall. 5 of the 6 young whoopers trained to follow adult birds in the direct autumn release program have also made it to Florida. The 6th crane broke off from that group early on and is in Indiana. But Garland says she's not worried because that bird is with an older crane. As for the 2 crane chicks that hatched in a Wisconsin refuge this year, that pair is also in Indiana, but with their family. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.